I was sleeping and I woke up and I was like, oh, I was like, I bind all unseen forces. All forces planning to come and attack me. I said, those I don't know, I bind them. I said, all those I don't know, I render them useless. I said, they shall come, but they will do nothing to me. Are you hearing me, somebody? Say after me, I bind every unseen sickness looking after me before the sickness comes. I put it under the power of the Holy Ghost. I bind it now. I render it useless, powerless, in the name of Jesus. No disease in my body. In Jesus' name, I am healed. I am healed. Sit down. The day the sickness will come, you'll be smiling. Because you know we already what? Pray. You don't have to wait for the trouble to come. You don't have to wait for the situation to become worse. Don't wait for the situation to be worse. Listen to me. The problem with the Christians, they are using prayer as a fire extinguisher. Problems are waited for until they come. Then they say prayer. No. The Bible doesn't say that. It says watch and pray. Don't use prayer as fire extinguisher. No. We pray in advance before trouble. Right now, wherever your future husband is, even before you meet your husband, I rebuke divorce in Jesus' name. Wherever your future wife is, I rebuke divorce before you even marry. Wherever your job is, I rebuke retrenchment in the name of Jesus. Don't wait for trouble. Don't be home and say, no, I heard some. I said, should I pray for you? Like, I don't have a problem. Prophet? I said, should I pray for you? Ah, no, not me. Hey, my friend. I said, So I don't have a problem. I said, by this time next week, I told this woman, by this time next week, you are losing your job because your manager, Michael, he's a white man, Michael. She said, yes, yes. I said, you submitted a document yesterday, which requested, it's true, prophet. How do you know that information? I said, woman, that document he requested, he is trapping you. Next week, you'll be fired. I said, you're going to trouble more than your neighbor. You are saying, I must pray for. Oh, my God, pray for me. We got people who are enjoying their positions. I have no problem. I have got this position. Do you know what people are planning against you? Do you know what they are planning against you right now? Some of you are supposed to be promoted. But there are people you are not even aware. They are stopping your promotion. They are busy damaging your name. Oh no, that one. No. Don't take that one. And they come to you smiling. And you think they love you. Behind you, They are damaging your name. Before trouble comes, before the day of trouble, I bind every enemy in the name of Jesus. Turn up. I will not wait for the day of trouble. Tell your neighbor, I will not wait for the day of trouble. Say, right now, I stop problems to happen. Say it again. Right now, I stop problems. I stop them. Say, I stop every problem. What I know or what I don't know. I stop you now. Preemptively, we stop problems before they happen. Jehoshaphat said, I'm going to pray. They went into fasting before the day of war. They fasted and prayed. Dealt with the enemy before the day of trouble. When now the enemy were coming, the Bible says, and the Lord, go back to scripture, give me verse 22 of 2 Chronicles. Why don't they go read? Enemies combined to defeat Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat prayed before the day of war. When the day of war came, those enemies who came together began to fight one another. Verse 23, I love the last part. And when they had made an end to the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. Let your enemies begin to help one another by destroying each other in the name of Jesus. The Lord is setting up ambushments in every location, in every area, in every place of your life. Ambush to a level whereby things will begin to happen to your favor. Whatever's going wrong, it will turn back to the sender. I prophesy and pray in advance in the name of Jesus. They'll wake up in the morning before they fire you. They'll fire one another. They're trying to cook things against you.
Oh, yes.
That one, that woman, she must be arrested. They will now begin to arrest one another. Don't wait for trouble. Don't wait for the people to fight you. Don't wait for your marriage to go down.
Oh, yes.
We stop every demonic appearance.
Oh, yes.
In your finances, in the name of Jesus Christ. So in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I paralyze every trouble before trouble comes in my home. Just sit down for a moment. This is the most important thing you must receive. Every person planning for your downfall, I prophesy their downfall.
I receive it.
I put to an end. Your problem before your problem comes. Listen, when now we pray in advance, when poverty will begin to knock at your house, you will begin to laugh because you know you will handle the poverty in prayer. When a financial crisis will begin to follow you, you will begin to laugh because you and the prophet, you prayed before the trouble came. Are you hearing me, somebody? Whatever situation giving you panic, we will handle it today in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to show you something now very interesting. Esther 4, verse 1 to 4. I love this. When Mordecai perceived. No. Do I have any person who is perceiving something? I perceive people, I perceive trouble. Prophet, to perceive means what? To think, to have an idea. You see, Mordecai, nobody told him. But he perceived that Haman wants to kill him. Perception is reality. What have I said? This is why media will be used against some innocent people. To give a wrong perception to the community about a certain individual. Because what people are told about you is what they believe. You hear that? People, imagine I'm in a meeting and then you come to the meeting in a boardroom that I'm telling you to say, sit here. But you see that woman there in a green dress, you're like, yes, she's mentally disturbed. Now, this woman is normal. But because I have told you that, anything she'll be doing, you're going to have a problem with it. You'll be like, I was wondering. I've been seeing her, the way she's sitting down. You'll be like, I have been noticing. Okay, that's why. I was wondering, Papa. You see, sometimes, if I come to your house and you're telling me to say, my son who enter here, he takes drugs. He's very violent. So just be very careful when he comes to greet you. He's not into drugs, but I'm going to have a problem with everything. When he comes to greet me, I'll be like, hey, the way he was holding in my hand. I'm telling you, it's like someone going to a man and say, that woman loves you. A man is going to have a problem with everything. Oh, that's why she keep on looking at me. Okay. But it's not true. You're like, okay. Because of perception. Are you hearing me? Yes. It's like somebody is telling you, a poor man wearing a nice suit. And someone said, that man who's coming there is a billionaire. When he's coming to your home tomorrow, to your house, he's a billionaire, he wants to have a business meeting with you. You will cancel all appointments to a poor man. You will remove plates which your husband has never used to eat. For a poor man. Because somebody said he is what? Exactly. That's why media, they'll be like, that man is like this, he's arrogant, he's like this. So what you hear from media comes in your mind and you begin to look at that person from that level. Because media works with perception. But there is a reality which people near the person, they know about it. That's why media can never destroy a character. They can destroy the reputation, but not character. Now watch this. So this man, he is told, not by any person, but by his perception, that man Haman is planning to kill you. Imagine you having an idea that by next month you have nowhere to stay. It is enough for us to pray before next month. I don't know if you are hearing what I'm saying. I don't know if you are hearing what I'm trying to say. The fact you have an idea that this situation would turn up to be bad, don't wait for it to happen. We must pray before the thing has happened. The problem is Christians wait for the problem to come in order to use prayer as a fire extinguisher. You got an idea where you are. You have an idea. When you sit down, you can see that what's going to happen from now. So Mordecai, go to the scripture, the Bible. The Bible says what? The Bible says, when Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on a sackcloth with ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and a bitter cry. Verse 2. And it came even before the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with his sackcloth. Verse 3. And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and what? Fasting and weeping and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. One perception of Mordecai, just sensing someone is planning to kill me. Some of you have ever perceived people are planning this against the prophet. What did you do? Nothing. Some of you perceived that people are planning this against me, against my sister. This can happen to my mother. This can happen to my company. This can happen to my business. What did you do? Nothing. You're waiting for the trouble to happen. The Bible says, when Mordecai perceived, he took a sackcloth and did a prophetic instruction, went in the midst of the city. And when you read the scripture there, all you'll be reading, he went in the midst of the city. But prophetically, every country or every city is controlled by the CBD, the Central Business District. He went on the center prophetically. If you control spiritually, you're not understanding this. And people have no idea why, out of all cities in South Africa, God said, go to Pretoria. Because when you control the CBD spiritually, you can finish yourself. So the man went on the city CBD in sackcloth, and he began to cry to the Lord. I'm not saying he was told. I'm saying he only what? The man never was told by anyone. He was working on perception. He just perceived. When he perceived, from the perception which he perceived, he went into sackcloth and he cried to God. And he said, God, spare me from this trouble. I don't want this thing to happen to me. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait for the day Haman will hang you. We handle these things before Haman comes in the scene. I'm saying he did not hear from anyone. It was perception. He perceived and he was working from that. He prayed from perception. Tell the neighbor today, whether it is true or not, what I heard or what I'm thinking. But I'm going to stop it before it happens. Now what happened? The Bible says, the man just perceived, because Haman was planning to make sure that Mordecai has died. Do you know what Haman did? Haman actually went and made barrels, places where they you make to hang someone. He went and made those places. But now, Mordecai understands the prophetic. He goes in the capital city, not just the capital, but on the center. When he finished, he went at the gate of the president. Makarito, she prayed to God. To control the gates. He didn't enter. He went at the gate of the king and made some prophetic announcements and made some prophetic declarations and made some preemptive prayers. He reversed everything around. He said, I am standing on these gates. I stop any death coming to me. I reverse it to Haman. I reverse it to the sender. When he did that, he went home to sleep. Chapter 4 finished. Chapter 5 finished. Chapter 6 finished. But not chapter 7. And in chapter 7 of Esther, from verse 7, when the man preemptively prayed before trouble, when he prayed before trouble, verse 7 says what? 1, 2, 3, go read. The king got up in a rage, left his wine, and went out into the palace garden. But Haman, realizing that the king had already decided his fate, stayed behind to beg Queen Esther for his life. He went to plead to Esther, please, I don't want to die. All right? The king got up in a rage. Left his wine and went out into the palace garden. But Haman, he was busy in the garden begging Esther, I don't want to die. Now, continue. Verse 8. Just as the king returned from the palace garden to the banquet hall, Haman was falling on the couch where Esther was reclining. Now watch this. So Haman is sitting next to the queen, begging. When you read other versions, accidentally, Haman hit his feet on the rock and fell over the queen. I'm telling you, after we pray today, people will stumble and fall. It was not intentional. It was an accident. But now hear this. Hear this. For some of us who understand, it was not an accident. It was the prayer which was made at the gate. It was a prayer which was made where? Remember, Mordecai could not even enter the gate. Mistakes began to happen in the what? Inside. Prayers were made where? Outside. Now watch this. Now, the king exclaimed, would he even molest the queen? You hear that? The king exclaimed, would he even molest the queen while she is with me in the house? As soon as the word left the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. Immediately, the king said, oh, you want to molest my wife? Yet it was what? An accident. He fell down and then, I don't know what happened, where his hand went. When falling, I don't know where his hand went and touched. The king said, no, 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 no. The king said, you want to molest my wife? Immediately, they took a sack, covered his head. Why these things are happening? The prayer which was made outside the gates and inside the city. The fasting which happened before trouble came. Remember, this is the death of who? Mordecai. But things are what? I am here to tell you, you will not lose your house. I'm here to tell you, you will not lose your position. I am here to prophesy to you, you will not die with that disease. We will handle your problem today. Sit down for a moment. Can we read a little bit? We haven't even reached the climax of the story. Now go back to the scripture. Then the Bible says what? Then Habona, one of the eunuchs, attending the king, said, a gallows 75 feet high stands by Haman's house. Which house? The same man. He had a what? A gallows. For what? For who? For Mordecai. He said, I will kill Mordecai at my house. And he made a gallows to use it to kill Mordecai. But Mordecai, before the day of his death, reversed everything in prayer. Now go to scripture. Now the Bible says what? The Bible says, then Habona, one of the eunuchs attending the king, said, a gallows 75 feet high stands by Haman's house. He had it made for Mordecai. He made it for who? Who spoke up to help the king? The king said, hang him on it. Hang him on his own what? In his own garden. Now, a simple question is this. Who was supposed to die there? But what stopped? I am here to tell you. They may even prepare gallows. They may prepare your deathbed. But today, we will stop it in the name of Jesus. It may be as bad as that situation, where you even see your death place. That's the place they're creating for me to die. That's the place they'll create for me to lose my job. That's what is going to happen. I'm going to become poor. I will lose my house. They will chase me out. This is going to happen. I'll lose my marriage. This is going to happen. Oh, all that, all this. You can even see your problem. But when we pray in advance,